Rashi, beginning of the parasha. Rashi says, "Kol Mokum Shenema Eila, also Les Arishayna." Where it says Eila without a vov, so it's disconnected. It's not connected from before. And Pasul Les Arishayna, it eliminates them and it's talking a new thing. Ve'Eila Meisif Al Arishayna. It's a continuation. It's an adding on to the Rishayna. Here it says Ve'Eila Hamishpatim. What's it coming to add on? That's one prat. It's coming to tell you it's being Moisef, just like the Aseres HaDibros which we had in Parshas Yisroel is Misinai. Ma'elu Misinai. After these Mishpatim are also Misinai. That's point number one. The second thing, V'loma Nismecha Parshas Dinim La Parshas Mizbeach. She's saying two things here. V'loma Nismecha Parshas Dinim, that's all of Parshas Mishpatim. The Parshas Mizbeach or Mikdosh, whatever the gear says. Loimer lecha shetosim Sanhedrin etzel hamikdash. To know what the inyan of that is exactly, shetosim Sanhedrin etzel hamikdash. So we learn from Rashi. We see from Rashi two nekudas. Right, the first nekuda we see from Rashi is that Misinai. What's the tararam? What's the difference? Where it was held, Ma Misinai and not Misinai. So that's coming to tell you the first nekuda is what is Sinai. Sinai was the Torah that was given. All the nisim, it left no doubt whatsoever, right? No makom whatsoever to say that it wasn't coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's Misina. That's the Mefarshim say. They have left no doubt that it's coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That the whole maimid of Har Sinai, you know, there's a Ramban from mitzvah that says there's a mitzvah of schiras maimid Har Sinai. Right, that the Maimed of Har Sinai, the Amitus of Torah was shown that the Maimed of Har Sinai left no doubt as to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and as to Torah Misinai. So here it's telling you, Ma'elu Misinai, just like the Aseres HaDibros were given Misinai, and there's no doubt, it's unquestionable, impeccable, the thought, the idea that it's 100% God given, that it's 100% from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So even these Mishpatim, which there would have been a Mokum to think are just practical ways of for the world to survive. Maybe those aren't from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's also Misinai. Right? That's also Misinai. Just like the Habach Sinai was given by Kailas Ubrokin, these Mishpatim also were given Al Yedei those same Kailas Ubrokas in Klarkeit. It's Muchach, they came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Okay. That's Nakuda 1. That's Nakuda number one, that it came from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Nakuda number two is, Mipnei Ma Nismecha Parshas Mishpatim, the Dine Mishpatim, Mishpatim, to Parshas Mizbeach, Mishpat Mizbeach. That is because the Talmud that you should put the Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach, right? That is to put the Sanhedrin Eitzel Mizbeach, Mikdash. What's that in you? What's that Indian? That Indian is as follows. What is the etzem, the mishpatim? One could have said, even after the first nakuda, even after the ma'elu misinai, just like the Aseres HaDibros are misinai, so also the mishpatim are misinai. But even nochta, even after that, I still could have said, it's right, the Eibishter gave them. But once the Eibishter gave them, to what end did he give them? Because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave it in absolute terms, not subject to the feeble human mind to be done like Goyim. But what is it, Ba'atzim? It's just a way for the safe running, for the harmonious running of the world. The world has to survive. People shouldn't steal from each other. People shouldn't kill each other. You have to know, do I owe, do I not owe? There's going to be all kinds of disputes which could arise. There has to be some system, right? Some system. How to deal with those things. So it's a God-given system. It's Misinai. It's a God-given system. But it's a system. But it's a system. Right? That's what one could, on a superficial level, one could have said that. Right? It's a system. That's all it is. That's all it is. However, it's not like that. It's Poshut Lamita Shel Dover. That's not true. Because the Taich of all the Mishpatim is the Eibishter gave us the Goyen, the brother of the Goyen, brings from the Goyen. What's Hakadosh Baruch Hu Zakas is Yisrael Lefichachir Belem Torah Mitzvah. So he's Marek. He explains that every move you make is Alpi Torah. The Torah governs what you should do. So it's not just because the Torah is a restrictive in coming to govern what you do. It's Lazaka is Israel. You are here to be Marba, to be an agent to bring Kvod Shamayim, to bring the Shechina to this world, into the physical world. The Torah Be'etzem, Torah in its Be'etzem form is Mufka from Gashmis. It's by the Rabbi Nisham. It's a different Torah B'chal. Right, that the Torah was mislabesh in physical terms with Sivuyim and Mishpatim and Dinim, that's all to make it palatable to the Bria called Adam in this world, so that he should be able to do things here and to be Mekayim them with a goof. But Ibn Etzem, what's the Pnimius of all of the mitzvahs? What's the Pnimius of everything? The Pnimius is Ruchnius, the Pnimius is Kedusha. So what did the Eibishter give us when he gave us all of these mitzvahs, when he gave all the mishpatim? He gave us physical ways of bringing out that pnimius. Of bringing out that pnimius. What you're doing is this maisim. But the koyach of the maisim that the Eibishter did, what's nistar and hidden in those maisim, is the ruchnius, is the kvod shamayim, which is in everything. So that kvod shamayim, which is clearly evident in the Olamos Elyonim, and over here it's hidden, it's this the physical thing, our way of doing it is these physical things. The mishpatim that we have that govern how we do, it's not just to preserve the peace, and that there shouldn't be demonstrations and fights, and people shouldn't go beating each other up and killing each other and stealing from each other and arguing about whatnot. It's more than that. All of these dinim are be'etzem maisim which bring kedusha to this world. All of these dinim are dinim which bring kedusha to this world, to connect, to be mis'achid with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Kvod Shamayim through these things. That's what it is b'makor. It's a kesher to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So the dayonim who are dan dinim, right? It says elikim nitzov badaskel. The dayonim who are dan. The dayonim are not just lefi sichlam, lefi miut sichlam. They're deciding what should be. They are the agent. The dayonim of Sanhedrin, certainly all bevatei dinim, are the agents commissioned by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam through which to transmit, to give over the Dvar Hashem. Be'etzim, they're giving over a Dvar Hashem. It's just as much a Dvar Hashem. The ptur of Eish from Tamun, if you know what that is, or the ptur of Shem Veregel and Rishus Arabim, or the din of Ratzia and Eved Ivri, and any of these things are Advar Hashem. It's just as much Advar Hashem as Anoichi. Just as much Advar Hashem as Anoichi. Just the Advar Hashem in these things is hidden. Right? Anyway, that's what the Goyen says, Lezakai says Israel, to give Klal Yisrael the opportunity that everywhere they go, they're Marbek Kvod Shamayim, and you should know, have a clear path of what is asked of you, and what you have Bekayach to do in Marbek Kvod Shamayim. So the Torah governs, gives you the how to, and when to, and what to for every situation. Every situation. So the Dayan is Be'etzim giving over a Dvar Hashem. It's not just paskening a dinner. You is Reuven Chayev or Reuven Potter. He's giving over. This is the Dvar Hashem over here. This is how we bring the Rabbeinu Shel Olam to this world, to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They're not just the problem solvers, the Dayanim. They're shluchim to bring the Dvar Hashem. Elokim nitzov b'daskel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stands on top of the Dayanim, Chazal say. And that's because the Dayanim are doing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's work over here. They're being Mekadosh Yisrael with the Kedusha that's Tamun in the Torah, in the physical manifestation of the Torah. Now, there's a couple of things that are Musbir with that just have a clear Taish Lefizah. Rashi brings Behemshech Dvarov. This is Eila Mishpatim Ashatasim Lifneim. Rashi says, Lifneim V'loy Lifneiav Oivdei Kechavim Mazalas. Vafilu yodato bedin echod shehem don in oisei kedina Yisrael. Even if you know that I have the kechavim mazalas in certain dinim that they're done, the din happens to coincidentally be the same as the din by Yisrael. Al tevieu bar koyah shalahem. Don't shehamevi divre dinay Yisrael. If neyaku mechalal es Hashem, you're mechalal es Hashem umiyaker Hashem hualilim lachshiva, and you're miyaker things. So the What so pashtus it means is very simple. If If you refrain from going to a bezin and you go to the Goyisha court, you're being machshiv the Goyisha court more than you're being machshiv the bezin. That's the posh of the pshat. That's the second half, the machshivam, what he says. That if you go there, it's umiyaker, you're machshivam. But the chil Hashem shivoy, the first part of what Rashi says, is that he's mechalal es Hashem, umiyaker Hashem o'alilim. It's two things. The Chil Hashem here is a much deeper Chil Hashem. The Chil Hashem is not just time you're going to the good. What is Mishpat? Mishpat is the Rabbeinu Shel Olam gives you the means to bring Ratzon Hashem to this world. That's when? If you're doing it to bring Ratzon Hashem, right? So if you're going, who are the agents of Ratzon Hashem? The agents of Ratzon Hashem, the Shluchim of Ratzon Hashem, are the Dayanim. The Dayanim. A Goy is not a Shliach to bring Ratzon Hashem. A Goy is being done al pi sichlo. So even in a din where it happens to be coincidentally that the psak that the Goy will give you for the din Torah is the same as what the din Torah will be, but it's coming from the tomb of the Goy, it's not coming from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So you're not being marbe kedusha in the world, right? So what does chilul mean? Chilul Hashem means chilul is mchil, it's cholul. Cholul is devoid of. That's the lashon of chilul Hashem. In this world, you can be'etzem bring kedusha by going to by observing these dinim. You're bringing kedusha to the world. What's the chil Hashem? The chil Hashem is you're coming, you're going, and by going to the goy and not being done in Israel, you're not bringing the dvar Hashem to this world. If you're not bringing, that means in that bokum that you're doing over here, you're making it devoid of Ratzon Hashem. That's the chil Hashem. You're making it cholul. You're making it devoid of Ratzon Hashem. That's one thing. Also, you happen to be elevating. The second thing is your machshiv. The other thing, miyakir, the kachavim by going. But the chil Hashem is a very deep chil Hashem. But even that you could have brought kedusha kvod shemayim to the world, right? You didn't do that. You left it devoid of that kedusha and kvod shemayim. That's the chil Hashem shavoy. That's the oimik of the chil Hashem shavoy. Pasuk says, leisikach sheichad. Right. Okay, so Pashtas we understand. If a guy takes Sheikhat, so then he's going to have a Netiyah to Paschal like the guy who gave him Sheikh. Right. So he won't be, he'll lose his objectivity. That's what we would say. So the question arises now, when the Torah says, Leisikach Sheikhat, the Torah doesn't. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. You know, under certain circumstances, you can. If you can't, period. Right? That means you can't take sheichet. Let's say both people gave you sheichet. Both people gave you $100. Both people gave you sheichet. You balance the scale, right? You have more. You now have no more negiah to paskin like one than you do to paskin like the other one. What's he going to paskin like this one because he gave you his bribe? He don't give you the same bribe. So now we're back to we even the scale. So now I'm objective, but still it's awesome. But still, it's also why. Same thing. Because once you take the sheikha, what's your aver enei chachomim v'salef divrei tzadikim? You disk it. The taich of some adayin paskening a din is it's a quasi nevuah. It's the adayin bringing a dvar Hashem over here. When is the adayin bringing a dvar Hashem in the psak? When the adayin is there to paskin, what does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want here, right? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants here that this should be chayiv, this should be potter. Once you took a bribe, the bribe takes you out of what does the Rabbeinu Shel Olam want. What am I going to decide to do between these two people? So you took from both people. So then, ein hachinami, you will arrive at the conclusion, well, I have no more netiyah to this than that, but the second you took a bribe from anybody, you cut yourself off from just being megala Ratzon Hashem. You're not doing it because what the Eibishter wants. You're doing it because this. So now I have equal negiyas. Okay, so I'm asking me to equal negiyas. So lemaisa, I will arrive at that conclusion. But together, Shabbat is no better than the Bezdin Shalakom anymore because you cut yourself off. You're no longer bringing the Ratzon Hashem. If you're no longer bringing the Ratzon Hashem, so it's nothing. Right? So it's nothing. Now, there's people tend that. That's the idea. That's brought over here. Why the Mishpatim, why the Sanhedrin was near the Mizbeach? What's the Yisod of the Mizbeach, Mikdash, this Kisayas? The Yisod is that's where Kalal Yisrael connects. That's the connection. That's the hotline to the Rabbi Nishalel. Right? That's where you're Davuk. you're dovuk in the Rabbeinu Shalayla. To Ratzon Hashem. Right? The Mizbeach is the Reach Nisayach Hashem. There's a Kapara Arif, the Mikdash is a whole Hashavas Hashkina, however you wanna explain it. That's the place of Ruchnias where you become close to Hashem. Right? The Sanhedrin, don't think that the Sanhedrin is merely just what Takmi Sinai, but the Eibishter gave it only so that the world should be able to be managed in a normal siddurtika way. That's not it. All these dinim are in the Torah in its original form of Ruchnias, where nothing had to be managed in anything, and it's all Ruchnias. That's just how it manifested itself by us. But what you're doing is bringing the Ratzon Hashem. You are as much bringing the Ratzon Hashem when you paskin a din lamita, when a dayan is paskining and bringing the Ratzon Hashem. That's like elikim nitzav badaskel, as much as the kirva to the Rabbeinu Shlom by mizbeach and or the mikdash. People tend to think it's two different things. You know, there's the business part, the chayshin mishpat aspect of the world. That's not the Rabbeinu Shlom field, right? And there's this. They say the story guy once in shul, not from the biggest daveners, but the Rav noticed that on Yom Kippur, that the guy was davening with unbelievable kavana, shuckling away. And it was a pellet to the Rav. The guy never did this before. Like, what possessed him? So after davening, the Rav calls, Yankel, tell me, what's the daven? What were you davening with so much kavana this time? He says, Rabbi, you don't understand. I have a multi-million dollar deal going down after Yom Kippur. I was being mispallel to the Rav, and he shouldn't mix in. Right? He shouldn't mix in. There's the Mikdash, there's the Mizbeach, there's the Ruchnis, there's the Menonim Lamokan. Yeah, there is a Rabbeinu Shalom. There's a Magishaft, the Mishzach Nishtin them. You stay to there and you stay to there. There's no such thing. Right? There's no such thing. Every prat, every down to the last prat in anything in Chayshin Mishpat is a Dvar Hashem, like a Nevuah is a Dvar Hashem. And it could be argued that it's even bigger. The Gilui Kvayt Shamayim is even bigger from the Mishpatim than it is in the Mikdash, because the Mikdash is Be'etzim Ruchnias. It's okay, it's a physical thing, but it's Ruchnias. Here, where it's the the ultimate physical manifestation of everything, which is the guy that's working the field, digging a barn, all the things, all of the nitty-gritty of the physical world, in there, through those things, you can bring Kvayt Shamayim. That's the biggest gilui of Kvayt Shamayim in this world that you could possibly have, even in something which is clearly physical, and Alponov has nothing to do with the Rabbeinu Shalal. It's all the Rabbeinu Shalal. Right? It's all the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's why the Sanhedrin has to be Samach LaMikdash. The Sanhedrin is the same thing as the Mikdash. Just like the Mikdash is the Kirva and the Avas Hashem, Avas Gematria Echad, of being Misached with the Rabbeinu Shalom, you are at least as much and maybe more being Misached Rabbeinu Shalom with these Mishpatim. The Mishpatim are also Mishpatim that are Lekim Nitzov Badas Keil. They're very holy, these Mishpatim. They're not just God-given laws how to maintain a civil harmonious existence in this world. That's this. I found afterwards the Etzem in a very interesting way. This is all in Sfasemus. Sfasemus in last week's parsha. So the Medrash Rabba says like this: by Mount Tayr, Alisa Lamarim. You came Lamaran, Shamaim Shavisa Shivir Pasukutilim. So Chazal, Vinayu Sheba Ilam, Anichnas Lamedina, Noitel Dover Shain Bnei Amadina, Ain Bnei Amadina Olav. Somebody goes, if you take something, that people aren't paying attention from, the people, you know, aren't watching. Umaisha Olal Amara, Vinotel Satir. Right? Shahayu Koch, Shahayu Shikol Nasim. Shekol noisim einayim aleh. Havei, that's alisa lamorim shavisa shibifnei. Everybody, you took this. So now the Gemara says, Yochel, that you stam took it, and it's like a gneva, you swiped it. Yochel, mipnei sheshiv shava isenot lachinam, stam, he took it because he captured it. Talmud Leimar, the end of the pasuk is, lokachta matonois, Who's given to him? Who's given to him to take it? It's for some reason Parshas Yisrael. He says like this, and we'll touch what he says. B'medrash, Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shivyoi, Nikra HaTayra Shevi. What's the Shivyoi? Shivyoi is the Torah is called. It was captured. What's the Shevi of Torah? Nikra HaTayra Shevi Ki Hislabshus Oyer HaTayra B'Maisei HaMitzvus K'moy Shehein B'Olam Hazeh K'moy B'Shivyoi. Aval Hu, what does that mean? B'Etzem is B'Shivyoi. You took the Torah, which is B'Yisoidei Ruchni, right? You took the Torah, which is B'Yisoidei Ruchni, and what did you do? The Torah became mislabesh in physical terms, and now the Kedusha of the Torah is hidden in physical terms, like the physical world captured the pnimius of the Torah. You know, there's a Rashitas Rishayim, that the bracha that we make on Shavuos, but for an Aliyah, the Torah on Shavuos, there's a whole Arichas, not just the simple bracha that we make by Aliyah. And there's an emphasis, Shenosan, what you're being Mishabeach, the Rabbi Nishlam, Shenosan Lonu es HaTorah Hazois. It's Hazois. The Taich of Hazois is, someone told me once and he's right, the Taich of Hazois is, it's a special Haidof in the Rabbi Nishalayim, that Bereif Chazdoi, he allowed the Torah to be Mislabesh and become a physical Torah with physical Maisei HaMitzvahs in order for us to be Zoichet, to be Oilet. The bracha you make on Shavuos is Shenosan Lonu es HaTorah Hazois. Right, is Hazois. But that's the Shivyoi. The Torah came, and the Pnimius of the Torah was now nistar in the physical acts. Ali Salamarm Shavisa Shiva Nikros HaTorah Shevi Ki Hislabshus Or HaTorah B'Maisa Mitzvus K'may Shein B'Olam Hazeh K'may B'Shivyo. But the Eisfer of the Pasuk, but the continuation of the Pasuk is Aval. It's Aval who's a Hazem is Matana is Ba'adam. But it's a matan, it's not a shivyoi. It can be good. Why? Ki bekoyach ish Yisrael be'oiskei b'teiru b'mitzvahs. Because a person who was given the koyach al yedei being oisek b'teiru b'mitzvahs, lo'oirer pnimius ha'teiru, to bring out the pnimius ha'teiru. V'lochein, that's why it says, there's a chazal that says, oi lovhem lebriyas me'albayna shel teiru. Right, Albina Shel Torah. What's Albina Shel Torah? You didn't learn. There's no Albina Shel Torah. The Torah is in an Aron Kodesh sitting there, and you have no shaychus to it. There's no Albina Shel Torah. The Taich of Albina, the insult of Torah is the Eibush that took the Torah and put it in a Gashmias Dika Levush for you to bring out the Pnimius. And the Albina Shel Torah is that you left the Pnimia sitting in the Gashmias Dika Levush, and you left it Bebchinas Hashevi. You left the Torah Bebchinas Hashevi. You didn't take it out. You didn't take it out. Aval hu matona ki b'koyach ish Yisrael ba'iske b'teiru mitzvus la'ayru Pnimia sa'teiru. V'lochein isa oy lebriyas me'albayna shal teiru. Shek she'ein oyskin b'teiru, ein ha'ayru nigla, v'nichs it's covered b'malbusha ha'chitzay. And that's bad. The pasuk says, interesting medrash in our pasuk. The medrash refers to the Torah. It's not the pasuk of Amayvri. It's not. It's a drasha. The pasuk chat is Amayvri, right? But he's like this. The Eibishter says, Basya Yechida Hoysoli. I gave you my bas yechida, that's Torah, and you're not, what are you doing? If you're not using it, you're leaving it in its container. That's like the aron, which over here is the goof. Haremez al islapshus oisias haTorah v'maisa hamitzus agashmas. K'moykein b'kol ish Yisrael yesh oisias Torah kolu b'nishmasai. Every yid has hidden within him these oisias haTorah. Uchsha adam zeicha l'sakin kol aguf achar ha'oros oisias hanal. Now there's an interesting pasuk. It says asher lo yehoda v'hefta. Right? In the parasha of Amivri. Lo yehoda can be read two ways. Lo with an aleph or lo with a hey. Lo yehoda means he didn't. Right? And lo yehoda means he took it for himself. He did do it. He said, what you do with the Torah, the Eibishter gave you is bas yechid, gave you the Torah. What you do with it, you have opened to yourself two possibilities. If you take that as a matana and use that for what he gave it to you, then you should bring out the ruchnius in yourself and in the world. So then it's loy ya'adah. Then you fulfill. Ya'ad is a tachlis. Yud is a tachlis. Loy ya'adah, the tachlis was for you, right, to bring that out. If you taka are mekayim that, and you bring out the panemius of the Torah by being mekayim Torah mitzvahs, so then that's loy ya'adah with the vav. If you don't, and just leave it munachas ba'aron, then it's loy ya'adah with an aleph. It's loya. It was put down, and you make it that it was put in this ruchnius thing for no purpose whatsoever. And that's the elbow in the shul Torah. So that's what he says. Haremez al islap shesoisias haTorah. Kmeichem becholish Yisrael yeshoisias haTorah kulum b'nishmasim kshadam zeichel l'sakin kol aguf. Oz nikra loya ada with a vav. Ve'im taruvus harabigufa asher loya ada. Then it's loy. And then it says, even if you yourself didn't bring it out, right? Even if you didn't bring it out, I'll call upon him tzarich lishmar shaloi livgay ma'aras hanefesh v'nesham al am nochri. Even if you didn't bring it out, but don't do anything kineged the Torah to be mazik and shaloi ya'od v'efta l'am nochri l'yim shalom ochra. Even if you didn't do anything to bring it out, but don't. You didn't do anything to bring it out, so you didn't do anything positive, but don't do anything negative to be mechal of the Torah. That's the idea. What's the point here? The point here is that the Torah is given, and the Torah is be'etzem a gashmius dika levush of a ruchnius dika pnimius, which is nothing less than ashros hashchina. Just, it's the job, it's the tachlis abriya to bring that out. And everything and anything that we do is all to that end. The dinim are dinim, the mishpatim, the yisod of parshas mishpatim, the way to look at all these dinim, it's the Eibishter handling with us, it's the Eibishter giving us the opportunity to be niskasher to him, as much through this as through a carbon in the mikdash. Those are the two limudim from Rashi. First of all, the mishpatim are misinai, that we have to understand that they're from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and that's not enough. The taka from the Rabbi Nishalalim, but they're given from the Rabbi Nishalalim not as a physical, in physical terms, as something to preserve the peace for the world to exist harmoniously and not blow itself up. Right? It's given as to bring to the Tachlis Abriya, which is to take the Ruchnis that was given to us and bring that Kedusha to the world. That's the smichus of the Sanhedrin of the Elikim Nitzav Vataskel to the Mikdash, to the Mizbeach. Because in both cases, you're bringing the Shechinah to the world and you're being the Sacher of the Baruch Shalom. Ciao.